Hormone harmony. You guys know here at the Pretty Little Podcast, we are no stranger to a little bit of PMS, a little bit of a bad mood every now and then, my own mood swing. I know it sounds crazy, but it happens to even us. And sometimes one of us or both of us, but usually one of us might stay up all night long. We're just a little bit of sleeplessness, some bad sleep quality, just not feeling super great in my body. And it's a lot easier to manage this and manage PMS and everything that comes with it thanks to Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony, and it is dedicated to making women's lives easier, which is what we're all about here. Always looking for little secret tips and tricks. Hormone Harmony has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. The biggest benefit, though, is that I'm just starting to feel like myself again. That's what women have mentioned over and over again in their reviews. And clock this, there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
And we are even one of them. Two of them even. So, Road Warriors, for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Pretty Little Podcast at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Pretty Little Podcast for 15% off today.
Yo, yo, yo. Did you like that?
I forgot that we needed to say hi. I was classic. Like, so
fucking story classic.
Okay. Sorry. The allergy season is nigh. All right.
Holy shit. We're working.
Dude, I know. I keep telling them the allergies.
Yes.
I'm working.
There are a lot
literally
of
all the time. Anyway. So, guys, hello. Welcome to the Pretty Little Patreon. We are going to be doing, I guess you call it a series, where we do TV pilot recaps that we've either discussed or like
we just like.
We know you guys like or we like. And we are, I don't know if we're going to do this with everyone, but we have made tonight's a drinking game.
Yeah.
Which may be evidenced by my slurred speech. Caroline, I'm already drunk.
Caroline's pretty drunk.
I'm not pretty drunk.
You're drunk.
I'm tipsy.
You said just 5 minutes ago that you were drunk.
And then 5 minutes passed and I reevaluated.
Okay.
Anywho, we are doing, drum roll please. 1, 2, 3. The Vampire Diaries. Guys, are you so excited? We're doing the Vampire Diaries. Now, this does not mean that we won't be doing the Vampire Diaries in full at some point on the normal old Pretty Little Podcast.
I love this show. I do.
Honestly.
This is actually dangerous for me. This is dangerous water for me to tread in because this is what happened with Pretty Little Liars is...
You're about to rewatch the whole series. I know it.
And I just finished it. I finished it weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Like, I within started this month. Rewatching around my wedding time and then I stopped. But maybe now this is going to...
Oh, my God. Caroline, it gets pretty bad, the show.
Well, it starts out pretty bad, but I still love it.
No, but yes. No. But what I will say about this show that I won't say about Pretty Little Liars is... And I think it's because... Pretty Little Liars has the girls have a clear motive throughout the entire thing that is pretty not easy to resolve, but resolvable. And then like the story could be over. So them introducing new A's becomes like, well, they're just getting signed on for more seasons.
Right. They have
to. They have to. With this, for like seasons 1 through 4, maybe 5, I remember thinking like, I would be like, oh, we're on a completely different plot now than we were like a couple episodes ago, and it doesn't feel forced and it feels like a natural progression of things. There's something that happens towards the end of the show where then the plot then becomes just annoying and they're just continuing to keep the show going and you could feel it more. It's still a little bit more continuous than Pretty Little Liars is, but the last episode of this show,
I've never seen I just have trouble following through, I guess, because maybe. I never finished Pretty Little Liars. I definitely didn't finish The Vampire Diaries, but I remember freshman year of college, this was like
what
I was doing.
For a little bit.
Yeah, I loved it.
And then you
it.
Went away for college.
And I continued watching it and I loved it. It was either this or Sex and the City because we would always have Sex and the City on the E! Channel because it would always play during the day. So Chloe and I like always had that on. But then if I wasn't watching that, I was watching The Vampire Diaries.
When did you stop watching The Vampire Diaries?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Because it was so long ago, but...
But yeah. I mean, I watched the last episode of this show and I was weeping.
Wow.
Like, okay. Weeping. And I think part of it was, like, I started watching it maybe the start of spring semester, maybe a little before. And this was coming to an end and it was an emotional end because I had gotten attached to the show.
Emo, because you got attached to Belmont University.
And then I was also having to deal with leaving Belmont. So.
Yes.
But anyway.
Okay, so we open with a voiceover.
Of course.
Of someone, some vampire, some cold-blooded freak saying, this is my story. With the melodrama of this show from the get.
Oh my
out
God.
Of control. But it's why we love it.
Yeah.
It's why we watch. It's why we love it. We have the most boring girl. Well, I'm sorry, that's not true. We start out with two randos and they're driving home after a date. And like, here's what I have to say. I know this wasn't their first date because he says he loves her. But if I'm on a date with a man that's like not my husband, we shouldn't have to drive home through like an abandoned wood. You know, if like fog is on the menu for the drive home, we don't need to
go
to that place. Or we just don't need to, like, let's go somewhere, like, closer by.
Yeah.
You know, what's the big deal? I would be, like, why are we in this area? So they're driving down this, like, there's no lights. It's super, super foggy. And that was one of the drinking game things. Anytime you see Mr. Fog, you have to drink. So we had a voiceover, and then we had Mr. Fog.
And then we're about to have something even more worse.
Even more worse than that is they hit someone. The girl's like, oh, my God, there's fog. Watch out. And then she's like, ah!
And even more worse than that.
There's a person standing in the road.
Then they get out of the car. The guy gets out, and the girl stays in,
which I would do also.
He goes to check on whatever.
Okay, wait, question.
What?
You hit someone with your car. You're in a situation like they're in where it's like middle of nowhere, a little bit spooky.
I would have to.
Are you getting out or are you staying in?
I have to.
You have to what?
Go out and check on them and probably call 911. I mean, I don't think I can live with myself.
Yeah. No, I mean, driving away wasn't an option, FYI. It was, do you stay in the car and call for help or do you get out and go to the body and call for help?
Well, it depends on if I'm alone.
Okay.
If I'm alone, I'm locking the doors and unless it's really cold. In which case, I'm really feeling for the person that I hit more so than if
I wasn't
warm.
Really feeling that bad for the person that I hit before I realized the temperature.
That's not what I mean.
Then I saw, what? It's 15 degrees? Girly. You don't even have a coat. You got to get in. I'll put the seat warmer on. I don't even care if you bleed on the seat. Anyway, the guy gets out. The girl stays and she's calling for help. But then because, of course, like, why use your brain? She gets out of the car, too. Only to be stunned when her boyfriend's body
falls from the sky.
Falls from the sky, dents the car even more than it was already damaged. He's dead.
That's Caroline's main concern is the car damage.
Of course. It's expensive. It's pricey. That on top of a funeral. Holy moly.
Holy moly. Holy.
Holy moly. Hope you guys had life insurance. Anyway, we had to finish our drinks. Anytime somebody dies, they'd finish our drink.
And within
30 seconds, somebody died.
Ugh, this is feeling like Original Sin all over again.
Yes.
Remember how drunk we got when we did Original Sin?
I am like seeing it in our future again here. Anyway.
We only have like 20 minutes left.
That's true. But it took us like 2 hours to watch the first 20 minutes. So
that's true. That can't happen tonight.
We then pan over to the most boring girl on the United States of America. Her name is
literally on the United States of America. Elena Gilbert.
Elena Gilbert. She is literally boring.
Boring.
I've described her look before. I'm going to describe it again. Always. American Eagle is the only place she knows how to shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She goes to American Eagle. She gets the boot cut flare indigo wash, dark wash jeans.
Yeah.
Mid-rise.
Ugh.
She then pairs with it only a solid color top. It's either long sleeve or it's got a little cap sleeve moment, but it's probably red, navy blue. Those are the two colors.
It's either going to be like a V-neck situation or
with
one
like
of those
buttons or it's one ribbed, of those like for
women,
sure.
The women fitted Henley tees that have the buttons, but yeah. It's a deep
yes,
neck.
But the buttons aren't, they're
not
purposeless.
Functional.
Yeah. You could say not functional. You could say purposeless.
The amount of pants I tried on today.
That became purposeless to you?
No. Well, that was insensitive.
No, it wasn't. I thought that's where you were going.
No, I'm saying like the pockets. What pisses me off, if you're not going to give us
pockets.
Oh my
God, you are upset.
If you're going to give us, if you're not going to give us pockets, but you want to allude to the idea of a pocket,
which is also diabolical,
you better not fucking make the pocket. Tell me why.
Hey, save both of our time.
Tell me why you're making a pocket and then sewing it shut.
They're doing it because they think aesthetically it's what you want. I want you to know, from me, someone who really cares about aesthetics, stop it.
Either don't give us pockets and just allude to it.
Because here's the deal. I don't want to feel tricked.
Exactly. I don't want to pick up these pants.
This isn't an episode of Punk'd.
See that there are pocket holes.
No. How dare you?
Pocket pouches.
Number one question, how dare you? Number two question, do you take me for a fool?
Also, waste of materials.
Waste of material, waste of your time, waste of my time, because now I'm trying to fit something in the pocket that doesn't exist, and you're trying to make a pocket that doesn't exist.
What I'm saying that's worse is that the pocket does exist.
No, I know, but the pocket doesn't, just the look of the pocket. No. But the actual pocket doesn't exist, nothing goes in.
Yes, but the pocket pouch is there.
That's not an actual pocket, that's just the aesthetic, that's the look of it. It's like that shirt that says, this is not a pipe. You know, that's not a pipe, that's just a picture of a pipe. Just like that's not a pocket, that's just like a representation of a pocket. But a pocket would be able to hold something.
It's a metaphor.
You put the thing that kills you between your lips, but you don't give it the power to kill you. So, okay, we're back with the most boring girl in the United States of America. We're in her bedroom. She's writing in her journal.
Girl.
She's going to do it over and over again, and we have to drink every time.
What are you writing in there? What are you writing in there?
Well, we know because it's a voiceover, which also meant we had to drink for that. Can you guys tell we've been drinking a lot? She is saying, we're starting over. I wrote, we're starting over, ladies. Yeah, that's what we're doing this school year.
She says, we're starting over. We're going to smile. We're going to be happy.
She said, no parents, no problem. Her parents were murdered in a car accident, and she said, fuck them.
She was in the back of the car.
She said, honestly, they were kind of dead weight. She was in the back of the car. And she was like, if I was driving, this never would have happened.
And like, here I am. I survived. And here I am.
Against all odds.
Why didn't you guys survive?
Where's my fucking medal? Anyway. Oh, so I still have to go to school tomorrow?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm going to be the most popular girl. So now I want to. And so now I want to. But I briefly do want to talk about something I saw today, which I've seen before, but it came up again today and it was good timing. Nina Dobrev. Is it Dobrev or Dobrev?
Nina Dobrev.
The girl that plays her aunt, who's now her caretaker.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Jenna.
Uh-huh. Caroline Forbes and Vicky were all arrested while filming Vampire Diaries.
Oh, my God.
Because they, like, stood on a bridge or something and flashed all the cars that were driving by, and they got arrested. And so their mugshots, but they're all, like, very happy with themselves.
That's
and they're all,
like,
smiling. And I saw that today, and here we are.
That's such a
so I'll post it.
There's also, we haven't met Alaric yet. I don't know if we meet him in this episode.
Alaric. Is it Alaric?
No, it's Alaric.
Okay, well, I know a real life Alaric.
Well, I just watched 8 seasons of the show.
Oh my God, you have so much time. You have so much free time. You're so
but
lucky.
But he obviously is Warner from Legally Blonde.
Obviously.
And he's a Republican, which is whatever.
Really? Well, I know Warner would be, but.
Yes, but in real life, this actor is. And he and Paul Wesley, who plays Stefan, have like legit beef. Y'all should look into that because it's troubling that there are these grown men having these kinds of
ideas.
Arguments online.
It's troubling that grown men have any ideas, thoughts, or arguments at all.
Yeah.
Or that they're online. That's for the girls and the gays. Get off.
Get off. Actually.
Get out, I mean. Okay. Whatever. Elena's writing about how this year's gonna be different. Girl, bet on it.
She says, I'm going to smile when people ask me how I are. I'm going to say, good, thank you.
And when people ask me how I are, I'm going to say, good, thank you. She goes downstairs for breakfast, the famously large breakfast we always have before school in sitcoms like this.
Which is insane because, like, Jenna for sure is not making the breakfast.
Can I say
like
something kind of fucked up? It's actually super fucked up.
What?
But I'm okay with everybody knowing what I think.
Okay.
I know her parents died in a car crash, and that's terrible, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of fun having Jenna being in charge of them and just the three of them.
100%.
Kind of like playing house in a fun way.
Yeah.
It would get old, and it would be, you know, sad getting there, but kind of fun now that we're here. I don't know. I don't know what... Okay, these notes I wrote down, Phoebe, mean nothing to me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I wrote, I did it again, didn't I? To predict something about me. Oh, I know what that was now. I wrote, we love a pilot. Which is true.
I did it again, didn't I? I don't know. Anyway, Jenna's like, lunch money, gotta get to school.
Oh,
made some
I
coffee.
Know what it was. I did it again, didn't I? Bonnie picks Nina, picks Elena up for school. They get in the car and Elena's just kind of drifting off.
Oh, yes.
She's been through a lot. First day, time to reflect.
Wait, pause. We met Jeremy and we didn't even mention it.
Okay, hey, Jerbear.
Jeremy's fucking annoying. I can't stand him.
Okay, I don't like hate him. I think he's kind of sweet.
Okay.
I do. I think that about Vicky. He loves her.
No, no, no. The actor, I mean.
Oh.
I don't know a thing about him as a person.
Because he's too angry.
No, I just mean
he's
like
I have a bone to pick the way with the world. With fucking society. What about it?
The way Jeremy talks.
Oh. Well, I hate how Elena talks. She goes, she doesn't open her mouth. She like puts her teeth as close as they can be together and then tries
which
to
is,
like, force air
which
through
is
her
how
teeth.
Our mom yells at us.
It's so scary.
It is. Almost
it's
worse
kind
than
of
that.
Triggering. Yeah. Well, that doesn't, yeah.
He doesn't really yell.
He doesn't really yell. He just like instills the fear of God inside you.
Yeah.
So Bonnie picks Elena up for school and they're going and Elena drifts off into space and she's like, ugh. I did it again, didn't I? It's like, did you do it for attention?
She's so fucking annoying.
Because you're aware of what you are habitually doing it, apparently, because you said again.
You know what?
It's kind this, of kind of pick me of you.
This is kind of who Arya wishes she was.
This is so Arya if she was a little bit cooler. And actually, I don't know if I mean cooler. I just mean like more ordinary. And that means you're cooler in high school sometimes.
Like kind of more likable.
Kind of more likable is fair.
Because Arya wants to be different so bad.
Yeah, and it's
whereas
like way too
Elena
much. Elena
is like, I'm so normal.
Elena's like, I'm so normal that I'm different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's why she's a pick me.
So then Bonnie's like, by the way, I'm a freaking psychic. My grandma, witch.
My grandma's been telling me this for freaking years. We're from Salem.
Yeah, and she's like, so I'm a psychic. And Elena's like, well, predict something about me. And I'm like, why does it have to be about you?
Wait. Bonnie does say something crazy. She says, I predicted Obama. Not crazy. And then she says, I predicted Heath Ledger.
Whoa. Bonnie.
Yeah, for real.
You predicted what?
Shit.
That he got cast as the Joker? That fucking better be what you mean.
Because otherwise, I think we have a murder case on our hands.
Otherwise, I'm thinking, why didn't you say something? Yeah. Say something, Bonnie. See something in your mind's eye? Say something.
I'm giving up on you.
See something with your third eye? Say something. I'm giving up on you. All right. We kind of almost got in an accident because like a bird flew at the car, which I understand. If
Caroline,
you're a bird, stay
Caroline
out of my way.
Caroline texted me yesterday.
Don't fly into my car.
Caroline texted me yesterday. So a bird just approached me.
I just approached by a bird.
Separate text under it. Unbelievable.
The bird wasn't scared. You should be. Mom, the bird perched on my porch and was like, coo-coo.
You want to know something about mom right now?
What?
She's obsessed with birds. Because we had a bird's nest. Oh my God, don't cancel our family. And she had dad knock it down.
Why? And now she's feeling, this was months ago.
No, this happened recently.
Oh, well.
That happened before once also.
And she told dad to take it down, and then she was mad at him for doing so, yeah. And was upset every day, like sick over it.
Yes. And so the birds, like for a couple of days after.
Started just like pecking her house down.
And no, but they've been.
Is her
like,
house still standing?
Is that what I'm going to tell you?
What?
It's literally gone.
Shut up.
Are
you sleeping tonight?
What?
Where are you sleeping tonight?
On your beeswax.
Not here. Not here.
But the birds were like staying in the tree watching, just like looking for
Phone
it.
Died.
Good.
Say something, I'm giving
but mom,
up.
Mom has
you.
Been googling like how long do birds have to like carry their eggs? How long do they stay with their eggs? And then she found out the birds aren't monogamous and she was like, oh, well.
She's like, well, they were asking for it. They're polyamorous.
So she's fucking whore. Those whore birds.
Also, mom, whose side are you on? Just wondering whose side you're on because we famously hate birds.
Yeah.
The earth is not a zoo. I said it.
You guys can fly around. Just don't try to be. Try
you
to be
can
like,
fly around as long as you keep me fucking out of
try
it.
Try to be cool
and my family,
about
my loved ones.
Be cool about
and
it.
And my belongings. Stop pooping on things that aren't yours. That's not cute. All right. We show up at school.
Yeah.
And this is where I wrote, we love a pilot because Phoebe pointed out this is not the Mystic Falls we know and love.
Or the high school that we know and love.
It's all diff. It's all the pilot version.
And it's ugh.
And we always are going to notice these things about a pilot because we love a pilot for these reasons, though.
Yes.
Because they're just a little bit zany.
Everybody's hair is different. Like,
I'm naming my kid zany and you can't tell me not to.
Okay. Paul Wesley's hair, too short.
Wesley's skin, translucent.
They're trying to give him that, you know and love it, his hero hair. That's what Damon calls his hair.
That's good.
And it's just a little too short to be his hero hair.
Bonnie's in her Mona era and says some really problematic shit. She's like, can we still say blank? And it's like, no, you could never say blank. Ever. And Elena's like, no, it's so out. I'm like, then why did you write it in the script?
Yeah, literally.
Was this during a writer's strike?
It's worse.
Who fucking wrote this?
It's honestly worse than some of what Mona said.
I know. But then all hail Caroline Forbes comes by. Not enough characters, not enough beautiful, strong female characters named Caroline in the world. I'll say it.
And here's what I'll say. At the time of the Vampire Diaries airing, nobody fucking liked Caroline Forbes.
I didn't like her.
And it's because
my name's Caroline.
No offense to you. I'm not about to drag you, but I'm just saying.
I feel like you are.
I feel like people don't.
People think anyone with the name of Caroline is a nasty bitch. I know. And it's insane that they think that because we give them no reason to.
No, it's not what I was going to say. I mean, like, and I was talking about this with my friend Laura and Taylor. We were talking about it because Laura sees a lot of herself in Caroline.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, the things that I in high school, I was so insecure about how I was. That's what I, like, love about Caroline now. Of, like, I feel like we just don't. We see, like, a really powerful, confident woman who, like, likes boys.
I'm a messy bitch, and I'm proud of it.
And she likes boys, and she is whatever. And we just, like, we're, like, so we were trained to love the Elenas of the world.
I know.
And we're, like, Caroline, you're way too much.
The Arias, not the Hannahs.
Caroline, yes!
Yep.
Holy shit.
Wow, epiphany. Wow, boom. Wow, kablam.
Wow, splat.
Wow, bazinga.
Wow, spot.
Hey, stop. Hey, stop. Anyway, I just love her. She's a good friend. Fuck you if you don't think so. Go rewatch.
Yeah. Just like Hannah Marin, I'd die for you, Caroline Forbes.
Yeah. Hannah Marin and Caroline Forbes, honestly.
Imagine that power duo.
Imagine them being each other's maid of honors in their wedding.
Oh. Imagine their speeches for each other.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Because, okay. You all know I love Hannah. Hannah's kind of like the trashy version of Caroline Forbes.
Trashy?
Holy shit.
Do you mean more iconic? How fucking dare you?
I don't know. I mean, Caroline Forbes has a sound on TikTok.
And Hannah doesn't?
No. Not that I know.
That you know of. Burn it. Did I say stand there and look stupid? No, I said burn it.
When you actually get to that scene in the show, what she's telling this person to burn, you're going to lose your fucking mind.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. I wrote evil bitches, and that was about Bonnie and Elena. Because Caroline Forbes walks away.
Caroline Forbes walks up to Elena and just hugs her.
And it's like, how are you? Okay. I know your fucking parents died.
And she is a lot. And it is a lot. But.
And you know what?
Just being sweet.
She doesn't need to dim her life for anybody.
No.
And so then, anyway, they like talk shit on her. So they're like, just don't even say anything about it. She leaves. I'm like, fuck you. You're lucky to be with someone who's not a fucking basic bitch like you guys.
Yeah.
Bodying your fake psychic ass. right now, you know, we don't know. Okay, so then I wrote H.O.T. Because when Phoebe was a youngin', she used to like talk about boys that she thought were hot and she called them H.O.T.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one guy, I think we might have talked about him, his name was Zeke. And he would walk around with a guitar on his back and a leather jacket and his hair looking eerily like Stefan's hair in this episode.
Who the fuck is Zeke?
H.O.T. Sorry, you only know him by H.O.T. What you named him, but his name was
How
Zeke.
How old was I?
Like, I don't know, fucking 7?
Zeke. Was he in PMT?
Yeah, he was older than me.
That's
so
how I knew him.
Yeah.
I was like, where was he walking around with a guitar on his
no,
back?
No, but
Beverly
Stefan
Rose?
Is giving
Zeke.
H.O.T. Zeke vibes, yeah. So Phoebe's like all in.
He is like dictionary definition 7-year-old Phoebe's type.
Absolutely. So then we have drugs. And I only remember because we did have to drink anytime someone does a drug. And it's, what's this, Jeremy and Vicky doing weed?
No, he's selling her pills.
Oh, yeah. Forgot they went hard on this. They were like, we're doing pills.
And also the alcoholism in this show. I know that like they're vampires, a lot of them, so they don't like,
they drink all the time. They're drinking too much. They're literally drinking alcoholics.
They drink the whole fucking time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I guess if you're alive that long though, it's like, what else are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, how boring.
True. How sad.
How sad.
I used to think that would be sick.
No, imagine having to watch everybody you love die over and over and over again. I can barely, can't. But Jeremy is whatever, doing drugs. Tyler approaches Vicky. Tyler and Vicky are having a little thing.
And just like Stefan is my type.
Tyler is my type.
Yeah.
Tyler, bad boy, kind of an asshole, but like cute and like has a heart of gold, actually way down deep in there. When he and Caroline get together, game over for me for a while. Until it goes bad.
Until who?
Klaus.
Even though he sucks, but there's something about them.
I'm like, good for you, Caroline. Yes. That's how I feel about it. Like, good for you. It's called you getting what you deserve.
Yeah.
Which is like the man, and everyone doubted you, and how dare they? And you showed them who's boss. Anyway, so Tyler and Vicky is what's his name's sister?
Matt.
Elena's ex-boyfriend / like best friend forever.
She broke up with Matt after her parents died.
Yes. So then Jeremy and Vicky are doing it, but that's like she's kind of using him for pills, it seems.
And
she's
she doesn't want anybody to know.
And Tyler's into Vicky, but surface level, which Jeremy calls out, and Vicky's like, well, that's the only reason you like me, and he's not gonna say that's not true, even though it's not true. So then he goes in the bathroom and he's putting eye drops in, and fucking Elena storms into the men's bathroom and like grabs him by his face. He's like, I will be here to ruin your buzz every time. Okay, chill the fuck out, Elena.
It's the first day of school and you're stoned?
Great. But she's literally like, her teeth are, and she's just, I swear to God, I will be there to ruin your buzz every time, Jeremy. That's how she sounds for real. And then we have our first meet cute.
Elena walks right out of the bathroom and right into Stefan.
Whirls right into Stefan. He's like,
hey.
He's like, I planned this. Oh, I didn't plan it. You know? They have a moment where they're like, are we made for each other? And then they go away from each other. That's that.
But he's hot. We also watch Stefan. Well, we don't really get to understand that this is what he was doing, but we know because we've seen the show that he compels his way into school, basically.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't have any of his vaccinations or transcript. Yeah.
And Bonnie's watching this happen, only seeing his back, and she goes, he's hot. And then Elena goes, you can only see his back. And Bonnie says, it's a hot back.
Okay, Bonnie. It's covered up by a leather jacket, so how do you know?
Bonnie really thinks he's hot, and we get more proof of that in class when they're looking at each other, oh, Elena and Stefan, and then Elena looks at her phone, and Bonnie has sent her a text, and she has said, HAWT-E is looking at you.
Staring, symbol at, letter U.
Of course.
Who the fuck was texting like that in 2013?
This wasn't like that long ago.
No. It's so funny, though. And I wrote, whose texts are more diabolical, A or Bonnie? In this moment, jury's out for me. Not quite sure. Oh, so Elena, after school, goes to the cemetery. Where else? To write in her diary.
Well, to be fair, she's going to see her parents.
Right, but it's still in the cemetery.
I know, but you made it seem like she was just going there. Like,
did you hear what I said?
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Okay, we didn't even.
But it's not like how Lily just like goes to the cemetery.
Which, by the way, yeah, in case you guys didn't know, Lily just like goes to the cemetery. She doesn't anymore.
She used to, though, pretty frequently.
Where's Lily? Oh, she's just up at the cemetery, just hanging out with her friends.
Just walking around, hanging out with her friends.
Just hanging out with the undead.
It's like in It's Quiet Uptown. You see her in the street talking by herself,
walking by herself. Have pity. Lily's have pity. She's going through the unimaginable. We had to drink a lot during this scene because there was fog/mist.
And she's writing in her diary.
She's in altercation with the crow.
And there's a voiceover. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
And then we see Stefan and he comes up.
Two leather jackets.
Stefan. I almost called him Stephanie.
Stephanie appears out of nowhere.
Stefan comes in and he...
Elena's scared. She runs away. The crow won't leave her alone. Runs away. Falls down the hill. Seemed a little bit like she did it on purpose for her attention, even though no one's around. Stefan appears out of nowhere. Turns out there was someone around. Helps her up. But pockets her diary.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be a problem.
She likes to write down all of her thoughts.
All of her memories.
All of her memories. They're the only thing we have. We find out.
And then, and then Stefan gets a weird tingle. A weird feeling. And he's like, did you hurt yourself?
And he's like, it smells like iron. Are you on your period? Just kidding.
Wait, honestly though, imagine.
Dude, I'm on period like right now.
He'd be like, hey, you have to go on birth control.
Yeah, he would, literally.
I can't handle this.
She pulls up her flare jeans and there's a gigantic gash.
How the jeans weren't affected at all.
They're flare. Room to breathe. He and runs away as fast as he can.
Well, Stefan turns around and this is why we had to drink. He turns red and veiny.
Oh, yeah. He turns around and veiny.
Yeah.
And so we had to drink for that.
Right.
Because he was veiny.
It was one of the rules.
So.
You know when they look all scary.
And then he just like leaves her there. And she's like, where'd he go? And basically what I wrote here is, so I'm already asking questions if I'm Elena. Because he can move too fast. He's like here than gone. Kind of rude. Not like a whole lot of like social graces.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Whatever. I wrote, Caroline is Caroline. Yes. Because Caroline Forbes is just talking so much about how he's so hot and she knows everything about him and he's been in school for 2 minutes. And about Stefan, I mean. And I was like, that's so me.
It is.
I was so boy crazy.
Well, we're kind of getting...
Until she said, the June wedding's already planned because that just couldn't be me. June wedding? No.
This is the scene where we're kind of getting the lay of the land. We kind of already talked about like what we're learning, but we're in the grill, the Mystic Grill.
And we had a drink.
And we're kind of like seeing who all knows each other.
This is not a place high schoolers would hang out. Just
Vicky
FYI.
Works there. They're playing pool.
How is Vicky a bartender?
Matt and Tyler are buds, but Matt's pissed that Tyler's into his sister. Jeremy hates Tyler, is so into Vicky.
I don't think Caroline Matt knows about Jeremy and Vicky.
No, no one does. She doesn't want anybody to know that she deflowered Elena Gilbert's brother.
So Elena's going to meet everybody there. And she like goes to leave her house and Stefan is at her front door.
Weird.
God bless the directory. We're like, how does he know where she lives? Oh, of course. Back then, everyone knew where everyone lived. It was like demanded of everyone that you provided your address when asked.
So insane.
So he shows up, returns her diary, and he's like, I know that I'd be freaking out if I didn't have my journal. And she's like,
you have a journal?
You journal? And he's like, yeah.
Have to.
Memories are too important. Okay. Shut the fuck up.
They don't write them down.
Okay, Nicholas Sparks. Nice try. So anyway, she invites him to go to the grill with her.
But it's important to note, he's like, she hasn't like let me in.
Oh yeah. She's like, you don't have to wait outside. He's like, I'm fine. Cause like, girl, you're rude.
You have to like say, come in.
Say, why don't you come on in? I'm not a vampire and I wouldn't come in unless I was invited.
Yeah, literally.
Because I'm polite. Because I have an entire book on etiquette in the next room. Anyway, do your nails, I wrote to everybody. Because no one at this time did their nails and I wish they did.
Oh.
Then we have Running Up That Hill playing.
Do-do-do.
He was like, what is this song? I'm like, oh, you haven't heard it every single day for the past year?
Well, that's not so much what I said. I was like, what is this? I couldn't remember.
She's like, I didn't say what is the song. I said, what is this song? So is it the same but different?
Because it's a cover of the song.
Yes, it is. And it's playing as Stefan gets yelled at by his nephew, who looks way older than him. Weird.
The soundtrack for this show is fire. We had Silver Sun pickups.
They spent money on this.
We had One Republic. We had Kids by MGMT. And now we have this.
Yeah.
And so nephew Zach comes in and he's like holding up the newspaper with the clippings from like the murder that happened.
He's like,
those
I can't
people.
Believe you fucking did this.
And Stefan's like, okay, fuck off. No, I didn't. And then he's like, his nephew's basically like, you don't belong here. I know it's been like some time, but like people
and
still
Stefan's
remember.
Stefan's like, I invented you.
He, literally. And he goes, don't tell me what to do.
And he goes, don't tell me what to do. Hold for dramatic
I like can't I don't remember if that's actually what he said.
It doesn't matter. But then he goes to his cabinet full of journals. He's got 500 in there. And he pulls one out. And on the cover of it is a photo of who looks to be Elena Gilbert. But it can't possibly be her because her hair is curly. And Elena Gilbert's hair is always straightened.
The other thing is that it says 1864 and it's in sepia.
Yes. And so we're like, what's going on here? Are you just trying to recreate your ex?
Something.
And that's actually exactly what he's doing.
Something's not right.
Okay. So I wrote down, quote, cute becomes dumb in an instant. Who said that? Beats me. Oh, I remember now. The teacher is a huge fucking dick. Literally a huge fucking dick. They're in history class. Hey, we're here to learn. We're not here because we already know everything.
Yes, that's such
a
good point.
We're not robots.
This also isn't a fucking test. Like, you're just asking them questions.
I know. And he's, like, just being mean. And, like, he asks questions about some, like, revolution. And
in Mystic Falls specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, like, I mean, I'm sure if I were from, like, fucking Roanoke, they would ask me questions about Roanoke. But I just, like, he's not asking them when the fucking Declaration of Independence was signed.
Which would be way easier.
Yeah. That's what I'm No, but that's what I'm saying. That's easier.
No,
like,
totally.
Like, even if I was from Roanoke, North Carolina, where that's the only place I can think of where any historic
you're
event.
Like, flexing that you know Roanoke's in North Carolina.
I'm just saying, like, that were, if I were from somewhere, that's for some reason is the only city I can think of where anything historic has happened.
It's the only city.
Ever. Did you watch Roanoke American Horror Story?
Yeah, it's scary as fuck.
I thought that season was going to be so good because I was like, oh my God, Roanoke is such a creepy story and like could be really interesting. And then it was kind of a shitty season. Put your fucking foot down.
Stop. Just unhappy. Anyway,
so the teacher, so all like, I'm saying is that like the type of history he's asking them isn't like normal history.
And
it's
Bonnie
like
doesn't
specific
get the
to
answer
Mystic
right.
Falls.
And he says, cute becomes dumb in an instant. I'm sorry, you can't say that.
No.
Hey, teach, you can't say that.
No.
And no one really knows it except for Stefan, which is fine. Then we're going to party.
Wait. He then asks Matt. And says, maybe you can dispel the jock stereotype that you have on you. And he says, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then he asks Elena. And Elena doesn't know. And he said,
oh, right.
You know, I was really forgiving with you last semester due to, you know, circumstances we all
like,
know
but
about.
But your bad mood needs to be over now.
But your excuses ended when summer break ended.
Oh, my excuses ended when my parents' lives ended in the car that I was in.
Oh, my excuses with my parents in a car.
Let me go to a party. I wrote party, party, party.
Everybody loves party.
We're in the woods.
That's my song, by
Classic.
The way.
That's Phoebe's original song.
Yeah, a Phoebe original.
Called Party. Yeah. We are at this party and Bonnie and Elena are by the fire. Of course, there's an enormous fire pit. Everyone's smoking, joking, toking, whatever. And Bonnie and Elena start joking about how Bonnie is like maybe a psychic. And Elena's like, okay, well, like, you know, tell me a vision. And she's like, wait, you need a crystal ball. And so she goes and grabs a bottle of beer, which is not a crystal ball at all, but somehow works the same because when Bonnie reaches out and touches it, she has a vision. And she tells Elena that she saw her with the crow and there was fog and there was a man. And then she says, well, of course, it doesn't mean anything. But this was Bonnie's first vision, which means we did have to drink.
Right.
So then we have Bonnie, like, kind of walks away. And we have Stefan, who walks up to Elena and says something about her being sad. And she says, what makes you think I'm sad? Well,
everything about you.
He might have heard that your parents both died because it was quite tragic. And he also had your diary.
I also,
you think he didn't read it?
I said, Elena, I think I could look at you and know just about everything about you.
And no, you have no fucking clue who you are. So you must be sad. You are a lost bitch, L-O-S-T.
L-O-S-T.
L-O-S-T if I ever seen it. Then we have Vicky and Tyler, who, like, you know, I know we're not supposed to be rooting for them, hot couple, but Tyler's not a good dude yet. He's a bad dude, and I don't really want to talk about it, but everybody is a huge asshole. They have a little altercation in the woods that Jeremy ends up saving Vicky from, which Vicky's, like, not happy about, which I don't get why.
I think she's
just,
like... You're
in a bad sitch, girly.
I think she's just, like, stay out of it. Like, I can handle myself.
She's like, stop pretending you like me. You don't. And, like...
Which is sad.
I know. She doesn't love herself. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Who said it?
Rue.
Rue.
Ruby Bennett.
Yeah.
Ruby Bennett.
Are you also pissed that apparently they're going to jump 5 years?
Wait, what?
It's being said that the next season they're jumping 5 years.
No.
And here's why I think they're doing this. Because Sam Levinson... Because
they don't know where to go from
he's
here.
He's a fucking idiot. And he doesn't know how to deal with any of the storylines he created.
Like...
Okay, sorry. That's on you.
Sorry. Figure it out.
That's...
Don't cop out and jump 5 years forward. I can't handle that. I need
hey,
to know.
If you, I bet you there are a lot of writers that if you paid them right now,
yeah,
they would
do
really
it for
willing
you.
To help you come
oh,
up with
a
storyline.
Oh, what a shame. You don't want to pay anybody what they're worth. Aw.
Aw, Sam, you want to sit alone in your little bedroom and you want to write everything on your own.
On the way home. Wee, wee, wee. Like, just like the little piggies. Anyway, while Vicky, like, runs away from Jeremy, of course, there's someone there. Who is it? Scary man shrouded in darkness.
And mist. And crow sounds.
And mist and crow sounds. And he attacks Vicky. And who knows what her fate is right now.
We'll find out later.
We'll find out in a few moments. But while that's happening, Elena and Stefan are still talking.
And they're not chit-chatting.
No. And they see, like, he sees Matt staring at them and he's like, so what's the deal? She's like, well, you know, you date your best friend because you feel like you owe it to yourselves to see if there's something there. And Stefan goes, let me guess, there is no passion. And she goes,
no.
Yeah. It wasn't passionate with Matt. Ouch. If I'm mad, I'm killing myself. Beep, beep, beep. Just kidding. But, like, still. And then literally Stefan turns Caroline down because Elena hears Jeremy freaking out.
Oh my God. Caroline runs. Is so into Stefan and Stefan is being a dick.
For a second, I thought you meant me. I was like, what about me has made you think that I'm so into Stefan?
No.
I'm married.
Literally the Caroline.
Literally married.
The character Caroline.
She is, but she's just like so into anybody who's going to make her feel worth it. We have so many girls with daddy issues in this show.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just want to give all of them a hug. Everyone finds Vicky. She's been attacked.
On the neck.
Still alive, but she's barely breathing.
Okay, Frey reference.
We do have
is
the
Frey. Is that the
Frey
or is that One Republic?
Episode. That's...
She's got
freedom. It's actually the script.
Holy shit.
Because it's break even by the
Irish.
Script.
Irish. Oh my gosh. Rest in peace, the drummer of the script.
Rest in peace, the script.
I know, but the drummer specifically just died.
I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Okay, R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Okay. Stefan realizes someone's been attacked by a vampire. He's like, I'm outie.
And it could not look worse for him because he's like, he makes direct eye contact with Matt. And when they're all like, oh my God, her neck is so bloody. Matt and Stefan make eye contact. And then
Matt's
Stefan,
like, could it be?
Stefan turns around and runs away. It's like, hey, buddy, now might be the time for your fucking super speed.
Hey, buddy, yeah, go press the button on your fucking shoe and run, run, run. But also, hey, Stefan, maybe running away makes you look really fucking suspicious.
Yeah, maybe just stand there and be like, oh, what
maybe
happened?
Be like, oh, my God, what can I do? I'm so sorry this happened. Is everyone okay?
Literally.
Do what everyone else is doing.
Compel everybody
act
to go
concerned.
Away and then heal her.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Your fucking blood
you know what?
Can
you
heal
could
her. Your
use
blood
your powers for
her.
Good, not evil.
Which you
hard.
Want us to think that you do so much.
But you're not using them at all, and so you shouldn't have to have them. You shouldn't get to have them.
Yeah.
He goes back home, and he sees a nephew Zach. I almost said Uncle Zach, and that would just be incorrect.
Yeah.
Factually incorrect. He sees nephew Zach, and he's like, yo, someone else got tonight. He says, someone else got tonight.
There's another vampire
on the
loose. And
it wasn't me.
If I'm Zach, I'm like, okay, so you're killing people.
If I'm Zach, I'm like, I'm outie. You can have the fucking house. Bye. I have to go.
There are plenty of other places for me to live.
Yes.
And he walks up to his room and obviously there's a crow. And then
obviously, of course, because he left the doors wide open. Number one reason I don't leave any doors or windows open. I don't need birds in my house.
And then
can you imagine anything worse than birds rogue in the home?
We should start referring to each other. Birdie? Like, hello, brother.
No, thanks.
They literally call each other brother. I know all the time.
Hello, brother. But it's kind of like hot. Damon's entrance is kind of hot.
Obviously.
Okay, you're screaming at me like you're so full of rage. It's kind of gross.
Maybe it's kind of authentic.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's not gross.
Okay, maybe
authenticity is disgusting.
Okay,
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Hey, don't be yourself.
No, Caroline Forbes.
Be who we want you to be.
Yeah.
No, Caroline Forbes. So you be yourself, because you yourself, you are enough. You are good enough.
Anyway,
as yourself.
Anyway, Damon is here. Damon is Stefan's older brother. They're both vampires. They get into a literal fight.
A brawl, if you will.
They literally go run, jump it through the window.
Damon throws him through the window. Glass shatters. But guess what? Stefan's okay. Why?
He's a vampire.
He's actually a fucking vampire.
And we find out that Stefan is a vegetarian, what they call a vegetarian.
This is so ripoff from Twilight.
So much of it is.
Were there any lawsuits around here?
No, because I think a lot of it's just like lore around vampires. You
I know, but like even just Stefan's very nature is so Edward. Edward. Yeah. And Tyler being a werewolf.
And looks like Taylor Lautner.
Sorry. Come on.
Yeah.
It's too much. And Elena being so boring. Is that not Bella?
Kristen Stewart was a great Bella.
Who's more boring, Bella or Elena? Nina Dobrev
could have played Bella.
Absolutely, but thank God she didn't. Because what would I have done, me personally, without the Kristen, Rob Pattinson relationship early 2000s?
Remember when Kristen cheated on Robert?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was a very pivotal time in my
literally
life.
Literally photographed.
So, oh my God. Now the picture just came into my head. Her with the director of her movie or whatever, right?
So disgusting, yeah. You're
like in the car?
Yeah.
Oh!
And like on the beach or something.
I'm sorry, you were with Edward Cullen. Do you know how many girls in America were team Edward? And you threw it away?
Literally.
Disgusting. Just kidding. Love you, Kristen Stewart. Love you, Case too. So yeah, the boys get in a fight. Damon's like, I know why you're here. You're here for that girl, Elena, because she looks like Catherine. I see right through you. And he's like, where's your ring? So we learn about this little piece of jewelry that's quite important. Stefan has to wear it or he can't be in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
It's but the is there only ring. One ring?
No, a witch has to make it for you.
Of course.
And so.
No. A witch has to make it for you.
So Damon and Stefan.
It's like anything.
Damon and Stefan both have one.
Good for that.
But not every Caroline's vampire does. Lament. So that makes the people in like. Stefan walking around in the daylight is supposed to deter people from thinking he's a vampire.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
But then when he does the veiny thing, it's like, whoa.
It's like, well, there's only so many options.
Yeah,
here.
Like there's only so much we can do.
You're either like you. Super dehydrated or you're a vampire.
Yeah, or you're like, yeah. It's not Halloween. It's not Halloween here like it is every single day in Rosewood, Pennsylvania.
Exactly. You're in the wrong city.
Caroline's lament. It's so heartbreaking and sad. She just hates herself. And I love her. Yeah. And not just because her name's Caroline. She's basically like, I don't get it. I try so hard and it's never me. And Elena doesn't try at all and it's always her.
And I have news for you, Caroline. Elena's trying so hard. She's trying every moment of her life.
Unbelievably hard to hold it all together.
No.
I know, but still.
And then Bonnie, well, first of all, Bonnie's goes, I'm
judging her the
this.
Whole fucking time.
Bonnie goes, oh yeah, I'm not touching this.
Hey, Bonnie.
Because Caroline's like, why is it never me?
Have you ever heard of being a friend?
And here's what you say. You say, Caroline, you're going to find your girl.
You're
going to
find your guy. You are going to be just fine. You are perfect the way you are. You don't need to change for anybody. Is it so hard to just recite the fucking script, the good friend script?
Instead, Bonnie says, I'm not touching this.
And then holy she's shit. Like, Caroline, it's not a competition. Ugh. And Caroline pauses, has this deep, painful pause, and she goes, yes, it is. And I was like, ah!
And Caroline is just like drunk and like lamenting. It's terrible.
She's looking for her worth in men. And she looks across the bar and we see fucking Damon Salvatore, the Antichrist,
Yeah.
The last man you want to find your worth in. And guess what? Guess who's going to take Caroline Forbes home? Damon fucking Salvatore.
And then we go to the hospital and Vicky's in the hospital. She's got gauze all around her neck. Sweet little Matt.
Oh my God, no, heartbreaking.
It's just like kneeling next
and
to her.
And just knowing what's coming for him, I'm like, Maddie, run.
He's just like waiting for her to wake up. Like, I know. Not even like, he's not.
He doesn't
like,
even have his phone, guys.
He's not letting himself like doze off. He's not even on playing his phone. Tetris. He's literally just looking at her.
He's not reading the tabloids.
And then.
Not even watching which, television.
There are so many tabloids about this. Of course. The Donovan family, Donovan family.
They live
family.
In a world where there are vampires. Of course there are tabloids. And, imagine what the tabloids say. I would love to see.
And then Vicky wakes up and she just looks at Matt. He's so excited. He goes, don't talk. It's okay. You're okay. And she goes, vampire?
And I'm like, Matt, how is that not your first thought? Her neck is completely wrapped up.
Would that be yours?
Yeah. And then I'd be like, okay, well, vampires aren't real. And I move on, but like that would be my first thought, of course.
Okay, I guess.
Then we just go back to the Gilbert house, and Jenna is watching Jeremy, just looking at pictures of his family. But we see something really, really jarring, and it's actually his nails, painted black, but super, super chipped. And Vivi reminded me that Tyler called him Pete Wentz, which
Pete Wentz wannabe.
Pete Wentz, or he had
said,
it going
or
on.
Or he
though.
Said like Pete Wentz asked for wants his nail back. Wants his, nails
wants his
back.
Nail back. Pete Wentz wants that nail back. That single nail that he gave you. Yeah. He borrowed his lucky nail. Yeah. He wants it back.
Yeah, crazy.
Never forget. That's so funny. Anyway, then we have Elena.
Journaling.
No way.
What?
In her room with the window seat. And someone, a specter, appears in her backyard. I would have called the police. I would have screamed bloody murder.
This would have been
called
it.
The police, drawn my curtains for sure.
I would have asked for my class schedule to be changed immediately.
Sorry, if it's nighttime, my curtains are closed.
Sorry, my curtains are never open. Really.
They're never open because you don't need to know what's in here.
No.
It's just me. But
being me.
It's just me doing me. It's me doing
and
moves.
And that's not your business.
Me doing moves. Me kissing my dog in the mouth. It's none of your fucking business.
Me doing moves.
That's just it. So anyway, she sees Stefan out there. Stefan, go home. Stefan, it's weird. Stefan, you're scaring me.
But not Elena.
No, Stefan's like, Elena's like, he's interesting. He's
Stefan's
so
like, I just wanted to
me.
Make sure that like you were okay after tonight. I know tonight was crazy, but it wasn't like crazy.
Elena's had crazier nights.
Yeah, like this isn't enough for someone that you just met today to come.
That's
show
the thing
up
is that you
door.
Just met. This is scary. It was it's weird like, the first time you showed up at her house. The second time, it's overkill.
If Vicky weren't the one that were hurt and it was someone else, and Matt showed up to her house, it'd be different.
If Matt showed up to her house at all, it would be totally different because he knows her for more than 48 hours.
Yeah.
And he's not a vampire.
Stefan, hey, this isn't actually
Catherine. And
he's not 800
years old.
This isn't actually Catherine.
I know. And Elena is like really in a fragile place and she's very vulnerable. And I just feel like looking back at this as an adult, maybe he's taking advantage. He should know better. He's 100 and million years old.
Yeah, 100 and million years old. Yes. And so the fray is playing.
Elena makes the fateful decision.
To invite him in.
To invite him in. And he says yes. With tears in his eyes, he says yes. And goes in, and what are they going to do? Journal together? Finish each other's sentences?
Aunt Jenna's in the house.
Work on their calligraphy? Like, what do you think's going to happen? Jeremy's got nail polish on his room. And that's...
Right, that's the number one priority.
That's just what I'm saying about
it. Right.
Guys, what did you think?
I think we probably...
Impossible to follow. Potentially unusable content tonight, but we're going to post it anyway.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening. Guys, we have been Go, Go, Go Energizer Bunny podcasters lately.
Yeah.
And I hope that you like what we're putting out there. Thank you so much for listening, for subscribing to the Patreon. You have no idea how much it means. Please don't forget to go rate, like, review, subscribe, do all that stuff on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Make sure you're following. Every little bit helps. And yeah, stay tuned for the next pilot recap. Let us know what you guys want to see next. And remember that if we do it in the Patreon, doesn't mean that we'll never do the series. Just, you know, we're just doing it. Phoebe is falling asleep, as we said here, standing up, and she walked here. So I don't know how the fuck she's getting home.
I'm going to walk home.
And fall asleep on the way?
Yeah. Mid-step.
Crazy. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you, Road Warriors, and we'll see you soon. And splat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.